Okay, hi everybody. This is Pat Williams for the monthly forum with the Institute for Life Coach Training. Right now we've got all the listeners in mute mode just because we might have static or noise, but we will unmute you shortly. We usually have a pretty clear line. I'm excited to do this forum today, and I'm glad we had so many sign up. We've got 40 or 50 people that signed up, and also, I know many people listen to this at leisure in a recording or as a podcast, so thank you for being here. For those of you that are Institute for Life Coach Training students, thank you. And for those of you who just hear about this through sharing on Facebook or signing up for the newsletter, welcome to our call. I have been doing a lot of blogging lately, as well as a specialized training that has to do with today's topic. And so I wanted to do a forum, a discussion on this, having to do with perspective shifting. I'll say more about some new specifics for me in a little bit, but if you go back to the class we teach at the Institute and my book, Becoming a Professional Life Coach, we talk in the Empowering the Client chapter about some skills of reframing, helping the client get a meta view, you know, a view above things like the helicopter view or a view beyond the norm, perspective taking. That's not the same as perspective shifting, but they have them look at their situation, their goal, their obstacle, their possibility, their intention, whatever it is, from a different point of view, from a different way of viewing it. And then there's some other advanced skills where we actually help our clients take a step into the future, have them view the future. And all those are variants on a theme of helping them have a different point of view. I've been thinking a lot about this, and I want you to imagine if you were in a room, let's say we are all sitting in a circle, and all of a sudden a great big beach ball, like 8 feet across, was half red and half white, landed in the room softly in the middle of the room. So depending upon where you were sitting, think about what you would see. If you're on the side that you only see the red, you're going to think it's a red ball. If you're on the side that you can only see the white, you're going to think it's a white beach ball. And if you're at either end of that beach ball, you might think, oh, it's half red, half white. And you can imagine many perspectives like that. I think somewhat humorously and somewhat sadly here in America during our political season, which seems to never end, everybody gives their perspective as if it's the truth. You know, the funny thing about politics is it's the art of persuasion. And yet when somebody makes a perspective about a view, an opinion, they think their opinion is the only right way to look at something. And what we use in coaching is the fact that none of us ever know the whole truth. And I don't even know if we speak the word truth except as what's honest and necessary for our clients. We're never trying to debate our clients. We're never trying to make them wrong. We're never trying to make our point of view the right point of view. We're trying to elicit new thinking and new viewpoints from our clients in the course of many conversations. Lately, I've written a couple of blogs, which I ask Amy to, they'll be posted on the website. You can get these. And they're also, I think they both, yeah, they both have been published on ILCT's website as in the blog section, so you can go back and even find these. But one of them is an article I wrote called The Pause That Refreshes, P-A-U-S-E, The Pause That Refreshes. And I'm going to go back a little bit about in the last 2 years, I have become certified in a process that I'm going to say more about called Points of You, Y-O-U,